to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, it happened. WNBA. It's happening here in Portland. WNBA franchise being awarded to Portland. It will begin play in 2026. Really exciting for, I think, a lot of people. There were a lot of people that wanted to see the WNBA in a really good basketball state. Certainly what the Ducks and the Beavers and the University of Portland and Portland State women's programs have done in playing at a high level, representing the state in the NCAA tournament, and certainly the women's regional and the Final Four coming to Portland. All of it has been just really exciting for women's basketball in the region. And now a WNBA franchise popping up in Portland. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, part of that news conference. Very excited. Got him on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Great day.
Give me an idea what that felt like for you, because I know all along you were talking with the WNBA commissioner and you were banging the drum for this, and there were probably some people who gave up when, you know, the franchise didn't get named as one of the expansion franchises last time. So you kept the faith.
Sure did, and the reality is Oregon has really needed some good news, and we're starting to put some points on the board. That was what yesterday was really all about, and my view was that after the winter of 2023, when we demonstrated the greatest support for women's sports, not just in Oregon, but in the country, to the commissioner, I came away that day saying, not a question of are we going to get a franchise. It's a question of when. And we just stayed at it. We were, of course, disappointed. We're the first investors said it didn't work for them. We were down for 72 hours, and then we got back on our feet, and we just kept pushing.
I am looking at a photograph of the Palo Alto high school basketball team. You're in the back row of this photo. Basketball was your thing, right? I mean, this is not just, hey, I love the state of Oregon. I'm fighting for the state of Oregon. This is good for the region. This is also basketball. There's got to be a little sweetness in that for you.
So sweet. And the reality is I went to Cal Santa Barbara on a basketball scholarship, but I got an offer from Gonzaga. And I put it up on the wall, Gonzaga, big basketball power. And people ask, what's it doing up there, Ron? And I said, look, if I had actually gone to Gonzaga, I would have sat on the bench even more than I did at Cal and Santa Barbara. But I could have proved to everybody that a Jewish kid could play with the Jesuits.
Yeah. I have to think that, basketball for you growing up, did you, at that time in high school, were you thinking a life in politics, or are you just like another high school kid who's just kind of thinking about, what you're wearing that day and the game that night?
Zero interest in politics. Everything was about basketball. I thought I could play in the league. And, my dad was a journalist. We moved from place to place. And what happened was I came for sixth grade, and I saw a basketball on a junior high parking lot. And I basically picked up that ball, and I shot and shot and shot, and I didn't stop shooting until at Cal Santa Barbara it was clear I couldn't make it in the NBA.
Senator Ron Wyden with us. The WNBA, what does it do for the state? What does it do for the city? As you go off to Washington, D.C., I have to think some colleagues there were going, hey, congrats, you got a WNBA team there now.
Well, not only congrats, but they knew we beat some of those places out, particularly in the South, some big cities that thought they had a lot of muscle. This was huge for Oregon because we know we need some points on the board. We've taken some shots in the last 2 years, and I put this up there with some other exciting things. Obviously, semiconductors are going to bring us a lot of jobs. I had a great meeting today with young people who are volunteering for mental health, which we think can turn into a program that serves the whole country. So basketball, manufacturing, dealing with healthcare and kids, three big wins just over the last few days, and we sure needed the good news, and we're getting it.
I think about that a lot because I think the perception as it pertained to the WNBA and even Major League Baseball potentially with Portland was, you know, a lot of people on the outside that saw images of downtown or thought, oh, you know, Portland's not a safe place to be. And these are people who haven't visited here and been here. What can you do and what can others do to kind of help the brand of the state, the brand of the city, the perception of the city?
Well, what we can do is keep coming back to sort of what the possibilities are. I said, for example, apropos of the jobs issue, let's think about what it's going to mean on a summer day in 2026. You know, you start your day at the sports bra, you have a burger and a Coke, you walk down and enjoy a sellout at Moda, and then you go home and spend a bit of time with the family on Saturday night, and then you go to Providence Park and stop at Goose Hollow for, again, snack in your beverage and walk over to Providence Park. And what this does is it gets out that look at what Portland is up to. Look at what we did to win this WNBA franchise. That's going to help with baseball. You know, it's going to be the kind of thing where people can say, look at Portland's ready for big time sports. And I don't have any announcements to make on baseball. And I'm not one of the baseball insiders. It's not like something with basketball where I devoted an enormous amount of time to this effort over the last four years. But I think it sure helps us on all fronts.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, it was one of the first things I thought about when I saw WNBA is I thought, okay, this is some momentum potentially for baseball. Can you take us through kind of the conversations that were happening with Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, and maybe some of the stakeholders? I know there were three ownership groups that were vying for this franchise. I think that says a lot about it. You know, can you take us behind the curtain a little bit on that process in the last few months?
Well, going behind the curtain really starts with Adam Silver. You know, Adam Silver was a intern for former Congressman Les Acoin, and I got to know him very well when I was a brand new congressman and he was an intern for Les. And he introduced me. He got me in there with the league and introduced me to Kathy. And I said, you know, Kathy, just give us a shot. We've had a couple of bad hits over the last few years, but I think you're going to find an amazing amount of support from every corner of Oregon. And I persuaded her to come on out. And that's when we had that day at the sports bra in 2023. And there has never been a day in sports like that day. I think, John, it was one of a kind, and I expected it was going to be good. And I walked in, and the place was just filled to the rafters, and Jenny Sports Bra is now franchising, you know, all over the country because it's such a hit with women's sports. And we just showed that we could put it together. And Jim Etzel over at Sport Oregon deserves a lot of credit. He worked with me on the business issue. I had a thing with him in the summer, and they asked me what it's going to be like. And I said, let me tell you what it's going to be like. Going to be playmaking in Portland and rebounding in Roseburg and hooping in Hermiston, and every corner in the state's going to be into this. And we just built around that. And Kathy, when she decided that we weren't, you know, ready, there were some issues with respect to the practice facility and the like, and she wrote me that letter. I think you and I talked about it once, and I published it, and I said, look, what the league's telling us is we're being deferred, not we've been eliminated. And I said, we're going to get this. And we just stayed at it, and we did. And the Bethals and Kathy Engelbert, in terms of, you know, leadership, are a dream team, and they work very closely with us. By the way, Sabrina always was putting in a good word for our having a franchise too.
Yeah,
and she deserves credit.
Let's talk about Sabrina Ionescu. How do we get her in uniform in 2026? Can you pull a string?
let me tell you, I got to know Sabrina, I can't claim to be the most influential, person. I got to know her a little bit when we were doing playoffs sideline stuff. But you might have even been there on the Blazers and the Warriors, which was a number of years ago. And look, she is a role model in sports in our state. The fact is that Golden State certainly would probably claim the same thing. So I can just tell you, she's an outstanding person, is proud of all she's done for Oregon, and she's going to have plenty of people certainly pursuing her when her contract is up.
Yeah, I mean, we got to see what kind of influence you truly have as a U.S. senator, because if you've got the power, let's see, come on, some wheeling and dealing. I want to see her in
these kinds of things. Somebody contract the NBA are so personal. But I can just tell you that, you know, when it came to what we were doing here, and particularly persuading the league and looking for owners and the like, you know, you send a text to Sabrina and you say you need a video, you need a this or that. She's always been there, and I just think she's been a wonderful asset for Oregon, and everybody's really proud.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden with us. Okay, let's talk for a second about, you know, you mentioned MLB to PDX. We get told all the time that these sports franchises, this is not part of the city. There shouldn't be tax dollars dedicated to this stuff. And, you know, where do you stand on that? What's the right balance between, you know, a project and a franchise or a sport coming to a state that brings jobs, brings profile, and, you know, and then not just selling out all the way and having taxpayers fund it?
Well, the key, of course, is to have the citizens' enthusiasm. I don't know how many of your listeners have been to doing stuff with the Pickles, but the Pickles came to see me the other day, the management folks, and their attendance is just off the charts, and they're doing great marketing and the like. And the reality is that's not Major League Baseball, but it's sure building enthusiasm. And, you know, I sort of start with the proposition that you build all the enthusiasm you possibly can, the way we did at the sports bra in the winter of 2023, and good things can happen to you. And too many times people say, oh, I've got one or two big personalities, but there's not much behind it in terms of grassroots stuff. And I think the key in baseball is to get the showing that we did in the winter of 2023. That was one of the most memorable days in the history of Oregon sports, that day when Kathy Engelbert came out of the gym. I said, what do you think? And she said, never saw anything like that.
It's just wild to me to see that there were three ownership groups. And, you know, that says a lot about Portland. It says a lot about the WNBA. I think this thing works in a number of ways. What's next for you? You know, yeah, obviously there's an election coming up in November.
I'll tell you a couple of things. All over town, people who hardly know each other are high-fiving each other. They're trying to figure out the name. I said this morning, I said, in locker rooms and break rooms and classrooms and all over Oregon, people are talking about names. The Bethals, I think, have really very quickly seen the synergy between the Thorns and the WNBA team. I think we're prepared for a really good run. They, of course, have very sophisticated work already behind them in terms of the team in Sacramento. I think we did have a lot of people interested in the team. I think the reason they won is they were the most savvy and had a real track record. Mm. I had lunch with them both yesterday. I thought they were terrific. We talked on the phone a bunch, but I think the family is very much committed. And Lisa, you know, one of the Bethals told me she was up at 3 o'clock in the morning talking about soccer, and a couple hours later working on basketball.
I love it. I'm excited to see some games, and, you know, my kids, my two youngest daughters are huge fans of college basketball and WNBA, so it's going to be fun for us as a family. All right, Senator Wyden, I appreciate you.
I'll see you. I'll see you at the Beavers game tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Scott and some, yeah, I'm going to talk to Scott and some of the Beavers, and we're just going to be pulling out the stops in every nook and cranny in the state. This is going to be a textbook for how you build support for women's sports, and they're already on a roll, and there's a lot of opportunity.
There you go. Ron Wyden, U.S. Senator, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Jeff. There he goes. He's going to the football game tomorrow. I don't know, Stephen. I think life as a U.S. Senator, not too bad. Going to football games, going to WNBA news conferences. I love that we get Senator Wyden on the show. He obviously played a key role in this WNBA thing. He was banging the drum for it when people were saying, oh, it's not going to happen. Portland got passed over. He kept the faith, and you need people to keep that kind of faith. Need to have that happen on the baseball front as well. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth.